Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Welcome back, folks. There's a lot of talk about the French Quarter, what's happening there. We thought it was a good idea to have Michel Corso, Executive Director of the French Quarter Management District, join us to talk about the patrols that are going on and the state of the state in the French Quarter. Michel, welcome to the show.
Good morning. Thank you very much.
So if you would, for the benefit of the listening audience, let's start off by just first describing what is the French Quarter Management District.
Of course. We are a state political subdivision that was created in 2007 by the legislature. And our task is really to balance the interests of the businesses and the residents. And, of course, the tourists benefit by all of those. We do that every day to make sure that the French Quarter is a better place to live, work, and visit. So we love it.
Absolutely. And at some point in time, I don't remember when that happened, but I thought it was really important. You guys decided on an initiative to tax yourselves, the businesses and folks in, within the French Quarter, right, to help finance what it is that y'all were trying to accomplish.
Indeed, indeed. That was 2015, I believe, was the first time that that tax went through. And that's up again this year for renewal. This will be the second renewal. So we certainly encourage voters to pay attention to the information that we're sharing about this specific tax, what we've done with those funds, and go out and vote. Make their voices heard as to whether they want to renew it or not.
Well, what I liked about it is you guys decided we're going to invest in ourselves. We're gonna put the money where our mouth is. We talk about these issues. We're gonna invest in ourselves, and y'all have done a great job of being accountable and funding and financing, I think, critical programs and resources necessary in the French Quarter.
Thank you. Thank you for that. Yes, indeed. We do pride ourselves in that work. We pride ourselves in communicating that information very clearly. We've got our we're launching our website, fqmd.org/vote, so that voters can really understand what this is for. So it's 0.245 cents on every dollar. That's spending on food, that's spending on drinks, that's spending on shopping in the quarter. So it generates a good chunk of change every year, and we have been good stewards with those funds. We've put it into security, we've put it into public safety, we've put it into quality of life, truly to better everything for the residents, visitors, and our businesses.
And education, because I think you guys have done a good job of educating folks. You know, there's a lot of chatter about the French Quarter, right? And what I love about what y'all do, y'all are living it, and you talk about it, and you point out, not only the successes, but the failures.
Indeed, it's an open and honest conversation. So the beauty of our Board of Commissioners is that it is representatives balanced between French Quarter businesses and French Quarter resident organizations. Now, those two groups have a variety of different experiences, but they come together to truly call to the carpet what's going on, what's working, what's not working, and really needs improvement. I think FQMD's superpower is that we can bring all of those varying audiences to the table to facilitate those good discussions and identify where the gaps are. When those gaps exist, we're able to communicate, whether it's to the city or to the state, hey, this is an issue that's being brought up and being agreed upon by our businesses and residents. This is something we need to tackle and figure out a solution for. I think that's really one of the things that we do best.
Yeah, you know, and the beauty of that is accountability, right? I mean, It doesn't always have to be a contentious type of situation, but it really fosters open and hard discussions about challenges within the French Quarter with the elected leadership of the of government.
It's true. You mentioned it earlier. There's a lot of opinions about the French Quarter, and we certainly hear that. Sometimes decisions are made for us without us being part of the table, and that's something that we're certainly working on. But we really do appreciate the variety of opinions that are there. Everybody wants the same thing to happen, the French Quarter to be a safe place, the French Quarter to be a place where people love to come and bring their families. And all of that, having the same goal from all parties, really does make a difference in terms of the accountability. When we hear those external voices have complaints or have insight of, well, that's not the perception in different places, we have to address for some of those things. So that accountability piece is truly vital and is inherently built into the structure of our organization.
Now, I did want my listening audience to know that you will be on the November ballot, which is November 15th of this fall, not the October 11th ballot, which would be the first primary. You'll be in a general election ballot, right?
Yes, that is correct. November 15th. So once all of the fanfare of the mayoral election calms a little bit, we'll be able to kind of speak up a little louder, or at least be heard a little bit more, perhaps, so we can truly educate our voters to say, this is where we've spent the funds. This is where we want you to understand all of the ins and outs of this tax. And then on that November 15th election, we hope we have a great turnout for people's voices to be heard.
Well, let's talk about one of the important things that y'all do fund, and that's been safety patrols within the French Quarter. What is the state of that program?
It's fantastic. We really pride ourselves in safety. This is one of those collaborative programs. We have our supplemental patrols, which are comprised of both NOPD off-duty and our sheriff's officers. And so those little, you know, sneaker-sized cars that we see with the blue lights all through the French Quarter, those are all paid for from multiple sources, but primarily through this quarter for the quarter tax, the sales tax. And so we use that alongside our French Quarter Task Force app, which is specifically on all Android and iPhones. You download it. You're able to report an issue right where you are. It captures the location of where you are, and one of those patrol officers will come out. We've got that timing down to under 2 minutes, and that is an incredible response time, but as a result of that collaborative group of people working together to keep the quarter safe.
And I think that probably equates to like 5 or 6 full-time officers that y'all are funding with this additional safety patrol, because I think your material says 10,500 extra patrol hours. There's 2,080 full-time for an employee. That's about 5 to 6 additional employees.
I'm going to have to look up that number because I don't know it off the top of my head. I know it is certainly more than enough than we need. We've got a lot of people out there. That certainly increases during special events. When anytime that we've got an influx of activity or tourism coming into the quarter for different occasions, we do increase those patrols. So we make sure and we rely on the expertise of our law enforcement agencies to tell us, is this enough? We have expanded the program over the years based on their recommendations and their expertise.
But you know, there's a lot of intangibles too, because I think y'all have fostered the landscape to improve communication between the residents, the business owners, and law enforcement.
Yes. One of the things that we actually have in terms of accountability, every single month we look at how many business checks are done, how many individuals are kind of checked on, what are those conversations. And what we've created is we've created an environment where those officers are regular faces that you see in the community. You start to build relationships and also start to build in trust. So communications are really opened up between those residents, between the business owners, and the officers that they're seeing on duty consistently. That creates a very strong network for that open communication, as you mentioned. But really, it allows them to talk to one another in a way that says, hey, you know, I'm not really sure how to communicate this, but this is what I'm seeing. This is the problem that I'm having. What do I do about it? And that comes back through our committees. We've got a security and enforcement committee that's open to the public. When those issues arise, those are discussed in that public setting so that people really can be heard.
I've talked to officers that work in the French Quarter, and they actually appreciate, you know, the fact that the landscape is open, it's receptive, it's cooperative. And they love, you know, if you believe in the maxim that information is power, the more that they hear from residents and businesses as to what's happening and what to look for, the easier their job is and the easier it is to execute on whatever strategy they're going to put forward.
You're absolutely right. And that's really what we pride ourselves on, is that open communication, whether it's good, it's bad, or ugly, we need to know about it. You know, if we're not being able to communicate that clearly and say exactly what it is that we're concerned about, how could we possibly work together to come towards a solution? And even when we do implement a solution, we need that consistent feedback loop that says, yes, this is working, or no, it's not quite hitting the mark. And so that is really something that we strive and we work very hard to make sure that people are comfortable to be able to say exactly what it is that they're experiencing.
So you mentioned hitting the mark, so let's talk about the outcome, the what. So where are we stat-wise?
Which stats? I've got so many stats.
This crime is the stats. Safest. Crime stats.
This is the safest. The one thing that I think I really appreciate is in the last, I want to say, couple months, we really have had a, I hope it's a national story, but it might just be local. But I've heard consistently on a number of sources that this is the safest the city's ever been. And we need to keep repeating that to help tackle mm-hmm. that misperception. This truly is a great time in the quarter. And so violent crimes are down 63%. We had a program that addressed auto break-ins. Auto break-ins are down 70% since 2003. That remove, lock, take program that we put posters basically in every parking lot, not only help our employees as they're parking in the quarter, residents, but also our businesses. It really is making a difference, and these stats are incredible. Shootings are down 41%. The tricky part of sharing this information is one incident is a really, really vital component of that story. So we can report these stats all day long, but if something happens to someone today, that turns their world up, and that news travels faster than any of the good reporting that we can do. So we do want to be consistent. The quarter is the safest that it's been. The city is the safest that it's been. But we still have work to do, and we continue these patrols and these collaborative efforts to continue to bring these numbers down and make sure that people feel safe to bring their families.
Yeah, you know, when you talk about remove, lock, and take, it's just a simple reminder of something, right? And it helps.
Yes.
But you guys are involved in so many other things. Crime cameras, I know, has been a big issue there, being able to move those images across a backbone and in real time. Streetlight repair, one of my pet peeves. Sidewalk repair. You
yeah.
know, I mean, a lot of those different things that we ought to be able to handle that. You know, and it obviously has improved. And then, you know, the Rampart Street corridor, too, of all the work that y'all have done there as well. And now we understand that they're going to start making some improvements of the municipal auditorium, some other, you know, challenges there. And these are the perfect opportunities for FQMD to weigh in and figure out best path forward.
You're right. So public safety is such a broad, broad category that it really does entail all of the things that you just described. The streetlight repair program is an ongoing project. We encourage residents, we encourage businesses to report through 311. We are actually tackling and responding to those reports that are coming in for those repair requests. I just looked at a bunch of numbers this morning specifically on that project. There's over 945 streetlights in the quarter. For such a small geographic area, that's a lot of lights. And so every time we fix one, another one a couple blocks away may go out for a different reason. But it does impact security. It does impact public safety. So we will continue to work on that project in collaboration with DPW, the Department of Public Works. The continued work on Rampart Street is ever present. We're really excited. We call them magic signs, but they are the small signs that say, state law says you have to stop here for pedestrians. We put those signs up along eight different crosswalks along Rampart Street and also North Peters. And it truly has emboldened pedestrians to feel safe to walk across because cars are slowing down. These are small gestures. They are big in terms of their impact. We want everyone to feel safe as they're coming into the quarter and going out of the quarter. So this is an ongoing list that it does feel like it never ends, but that's okay. This is an old city that is going to consistently require this maintenance, these tweakings of these efforts, and all of these safety initiatives we hope are greatly appreciated by the residents and businesses.
But they're all difference makers, right? Because if we want to grow the area, especially if as you move across Rampart Street and there's more restaurants developed there, there's more entertainment opportunities there. You want to be able to travel back and forth safely. I mean, look, we recognize and realize that sometimes we might be a little impaired. Not that that's ever happened to me. Wink, wink. But, you know, so, you know, when you have it lit up and there's lights and there's a reminder, hey, not only for the driver, but for the pedestrian as well.
Yes, absolutely. So, you know, my favorite thing is on my wish list is to put on some of those flashing beacons. We have some of them. We don't have enough, but we really do want, we have people coming in from all over the world. And so the rules that apply to them in their hometowns or home states or home countries may be very different. We have a very small space. We have a lot of people and we love that. And we need to find a happy medium where everybody understands the rules simultaneously. Everybody really can prioritize this public safety piece and everybody can have an exceptional experience when they leave.
Got a couple of texts asking where can they find a French Quarter Task Force app?
They can go to their Apple Store or anywhere on their phone where they're actually, I think it's Google Play or the Apple Store on their phone. That's a great question. Thank you.
And also your website is www.fqmd.org, right?
That is correct. Thank you very much.
Well, keep up the great work. November 15th, ballot measure to continue the quarter cent for the quarter program. So, folks, do not forget that. Michelle Carceau, thank you so much. Executive Director of the French Quarter Management District, thank you for joining us today.
My pleasure. Thank you so much.
Thank you. We'll be right back. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. When we return, we'll visit with Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer, Saints 0-3. Next up, they travel to Seattle. We'll be right back.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews, or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day, and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building? Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love, every day. 18 and up only, offer valid for eligible subscribers only, terms apply.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Well, first, let me apologize. The Saints are not 0-3. They're 0-2. I looked at the schedule wrong and was counting one of the preseason games. Joining us is Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. Jeff, it feels like 0-3. It's not. It's just 0-2.
Yeah, it feels like inevitable that 0-3 feels it will be on the table. Next week, the Saints are going to go out to Seattle and be 8.5-point underdogs, and they're going to be much bigger underdogs when they go to Buffalo. So it's not going to get any easier, and I think that's what makes the loss yesterday all that more frustrating, because the 49ers had their backup quarterback, didn't have their star wide receiver, their star tight end, and he still couldn't get it done. It's not a good feeling.
Yeah, I was really upbeat about the game. You know, a lot of the times, as you've pointed out this before, sometimes it's luck when you catch a team in a certain predicament with injuries that works to your advantage. I think this was a perfect example of that, but we just couldn't bring it home.
Yeah, and it was how it happened that really was frustrating, because for the second consecutive week, you know, week one, I was like, okay, maybe this is a mirage. Week two, it's a trend in that the Saints force third and long just about as often as you could hope, right? Like, they had the 49ers in third and seven or longer eight different times. For the second consecutive week, they didn't get off the field on even 50% of those situations. I think they only got off the field on three of the instances in which they forced third and seven or longer. Two of them were by penalty. One of them was a 42-yard touchdown to Juwan Jennings that really felt like a backbreaker. And it's like, you just can't win that way. Like, you, and it's a weird thing to try to balance, because forcing third and longs is the ideal scenario. Like, you, it means that you're succeeding on early downs, and that should be the part that you really kind of sink your teeth into. And I think that's where, you know, when we talk about, okay, what is the impact of not having Chase Young on the field? It's that. It's those obvious passing situations where he's here to rush the passer. He's here to be able to pin his ears back and get upfield and make Mac Jones' life miserable. And they just don't have a star pass rusher without him out there. And I think that's the story. Like, if a guy's just able to sit in the pocket and dissect you in those situations, you're going to have a hard time. And that's kind of the story of that game.
You know, a lot of people are saying, well, that's only one player, but there are a lot of intangibles, right? And you talk about this, because the offense will be focused on that individual because of the strengths that he brings, which creates seams and opportunities for other people along the defensive line.
Yeah, I think I think it's simpler than that, and it's just that I trust him to win one-on-one. right? Yeah. Like the Saints were, you know, you're trusting a rookie on the back end. So I think they were a little hesitant to send a lot of pressure and expose Jonas Senker, a guy, you know, who I think played pretty well, but you got to protect him to some extent. And so it was a lot of four-man rush. And, you know, you need somebody to win. And too much of the time, you just didn't have anyone winning. You know, Chris Rumpf made a nice play to open the second half, really kind of swung momentum for you. But, you know, even that sack took 4 seconds. Like, you weren't getting to the quarterback nearly often enough or nearly fast enough to really kind of take the 49ers out of their rhythm, out of what they wanted to do. And that's how they took advantage. And that's why you have a star pass rusher, right? That's why you were willing to shell out that 3-year, $51 million contract, because you see him as that guy. And when you take him out of the equation, you know, you can do a lot of things right, but if you can't finish off and force a punt or force a field goal or just get off the field in whatever way makes sense, you know, it's going to be a long day. And, you know, I look at what Spencer Rattler's done over the last 2 weeks, and it's hard to ask a young quarterback in his eighth career start to do a lot more than what he did yesterday with 3 touchdown passes in the red zone, no turnovers again. He threw the ball 35 times, didn't turn it over, completed 73% of his passes. There was a lot of drops in there as well, especially early in the game. And, you know, the coaches will talk about complementary football, right? Like, okay, what do we have to do on both sides of the ball? And you're not getting that right now. You're getting effective play in spurts, and then you're getting big letdown moments in critical opportunities. And that's just a recipe for losing games. And frankly, it's why when I came to the season, I was saying, hey, 4-13 feels like the number, because I expect the Saints to be in a lot of games. I think they have talent. They just don't make the winning plays frequently enough. And that's how you lose games. That's why every year you see kind of the same teams finding ways to win close games and the same teams finding ways to lose close games. Because I firmly have the belief that winning doesn't happen by accident. Winning is a learned skill, and it's one that the Saints don't have right now.
Yeah, it's interesting because when you look down the stat sheet, right, a lot of what we've talked about in the past didn't happen this weekend, you know, this yesterday. Red zone efficiency, 3-for-3, 100%. Goal-to-go efficiency, 2-for-2, 100%. You talked about 25-for-34, no interceptions, 5 yards average per pass play for, you know, a rookie quarterback, as you point out. They kept it safe. He kind of delivered, but it was, you know, stacking these things together, creating the momentum and carrying it across the field. It just did not happen for whatever reason. And how do you change that?
I think a lot of it is getting off the field on third downs. I really do. Like, when I look at this game, that is the glaring thing that prevented you from winning this game, was that you got the 49ers and Mac Jones and this undermanned offense into negative down and distance situations, and time after time after time, you were unable to take advantage. On the scoring drive, their last scoring drive of the game, they converted a 3rd and 10 and a 3rd and 11 on back-to-back sets of downs, the second of which was for a 42-yard touchdown. You can't do that. It's not how you win games, right? But I still, you know, I talked to Justin Reed about this after the game. Like, you know, the part that I think gets a little bit forgotten, because the second half was kind of up and down the field and there was some exciting moments, is Saints stole momentum at the end of that first half. There was 1:10 to go. Spencer Rattler throws a dime. Juwan Johnson makes an incredible catch for a touchdown. Saints are down 9-7. The 49ers get the ball after halftime. So they're not going to be super aggressive. They're going to be conservative. And in no universe should they be able to go down and score a touchdown on you. And that's what happened, right? If it's a field goal, when you go into the breakdown 12-7, it's a one-score game, that feels like, hey, we're right there, we get a stop. And you did come out of halftime, you go and score a touchdown, you're ahead. Instead, you know, they just kind of methodically go down the field. Christian McCaffrey gets wide open at the goal line, and you allow a touchdown drive to Mac Jones with 1:10 left in the first half, right after you finally got something going on offense. Like, that's just the type of thing that can't happen. And for a team that, you know, I felt like this defense was going to be a strength of this team early in the season, and it just hasn't been. And, you know, and that's why, you know, it's hard to be hypercritical of a young quarterback when it's the veteran-laden defense that seems to be letting them down.
Yeah, it is kind of interesting. And as you pointed out, the only other observation I have, especially with a rookie quarterback, I think there were at least three drop passes yesterday, if not more. Do you recall?
Yeah, there was a couple. I know Juwan Johnson had a couple early in the game that seemed to kind of just hit him in the chest and bounce off. I think there was another one. I can't recall who it was.
I think Olave dropped one or two, if my
Olave's was tough. He was kind of wide open in the end zone, and I think Spencer, he had to throw the ball early. He had a little pressure, and I think he just didn't get it. They just didn't agree on necessarily where the route was going. Maybe put a little bit more air under it, let him adjust to it. But I wouldn't put that as a drop. I think that was just a miss by the quarterback.
Mm-hmm.
The next one, on the next play, it looked like Olave just wasn't expect. Like, again, you know, I think the misses in this instance were chemistry misses, right? Like, there's a few different types of misses. There's just inaccuracy, and that's one thing, and you fix that through mechanics and whatever. And then there's chemistry misses where a guy's just not where you think he's going to be, or a guy's seeing something and reading it one way and the quarterback's reading it another way. And I think that's more what it was. There was a couple slips. The turf was really slick. People have been talking about that. And you know, you lose opportunities.
Yeah, what is up with that? I mean, I know they have cleats of different lengths. People were sliding all over the place.
Yeah, I don't know. They replace the turf in the dome every year. I don't know the mechanics of it. How one set of turf might be a little slicker than another set of turf. But even on the final play of the game, you know, Spencer's trying to escape pressure. He tries to step up, and his cleat, you just lose the cleat, and it blows plays up. And I don't know. Hopefully, it should be an advantage for the Saints, to be completely honest. Like, they're the team that plays on it the most, so they're the one that's used to it. Which is why it makes it frustrating that I see the Saints as the ones that seem to be slipping the most. So I don't know. Like, maybe have another practice in there, get something. But it's a problem. They need to figure that out.
Second weekend in a row that we miss another field goal. This is we can't afford these things, right?
Yeah. No. Looked at it today in the All-22 to try to figure out, hey, maybe something went wrong with the procedure. Maybe the hold wasn't right. It looked fine to me. And it was a weird kick because, you know, Blake, what I'll say for Blake is when he misses, it's usually because, you know, he has laser straight kicks and he starts it out right and it's too far right and it goes right. You know, he starts it out left, it's too far left, it goes left. In this case, it was kind of this weird kind of slice. So he didn't catch it the way that he wanted to catch it. I thought maybe at first maybe the laces were in or something, and he just kind of put some weird spin on it. But I think he just missed. That's frustrating because, you know, and I think that kind of played into, you know, another situation, which is, hey, you know, if Blake is knocking the ball through and you feel really confident in him, there was a situation where they bypassed a 59-yard field goal attempt to punt from the 41-yard line. And in a game where, you know, you don't expect a ton of points, it was higher scoring than I anticipated. Like, I trust Blake from 59 yards. That's well within his range. It's just a matter of confidence. You send Kai Kroger out there, he punts it into the end zone. Like, you traded, you punted for 21 yards of field position, and that's not what you want. I think that's definitely an issue, and it's one that I did not expect. You know, you watch him out in training camp in the preseason, he's just knocking everything through. You know, it's early in the season. You're not going to change kickers. He's got to sort it out quickly because the leash is only so long. And we saw that with the 49ers. They came in with a different kicker in that game because Jake Moody, a guy they drafted in the third round, 3 years ago, they cut him. They moved on from him because he couldn't be consistent. So, you know, Blake's got to sort it out. He's got to sort it out quick.
Real quick, we go out to Seattle to play the Seahawks. Historically, the Saints have not fared well going to Seattle for a long period of time. This is going to be a tough game.
Yeah, it's going to be physical. You know, that crowd is always going to get after it. I don't see the Seahawks as this kind of high-flying offensive group. Sam Darnold has played pretty well against the Saints whenever they faced him before. Obviously, it was a different defense. I remember a game against the Panthers that he really kind of took them apart in. But no, I mean, I think it's going to be kind of another rock fight. And if the Saints can execute, they have a chance. If they continue to make kind of bonehead mistakes and miss field goals and drop passes, then yeah, it's going to be a lot more of the same.
Yeah. Well, we're just going to hope for the best. They are 0-2. I've been getting a lot of texts. Newell, they're 0-2. I get it. I get confused because college is that they've played three games.
Sure. Yeah. I hear you.
I don't do this enough to be on top of all of these things, but nonetheless,
I think you're doing just fine. Don't worry about it. Don't let the texters get to you.
No, I just hope that I want so bad for them to get that first win. You know, and I thought yesterday was going to be the day we were catching San Fran at the right time. A lot of injuries, backup quarterback, and just couldn't pull it off, man. Just really frustrating. But I was just hoping for the team, you know, because like you said, I think winning can be infectious, and you know, it's a mindset, and once you start having more successes than failures, it feeds on itself, which is important. For this team.
I agree with you. I agree with you 100%. I agree 100%.
Thank you, sir. Jeff Nowak, WWL Saints sideline reporter and digital content producer. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week.
You too, Noel. Thanks.
We'll be right back, folks. 504-260-1870 on the Oakland Heart Jewelers Talk and Text Line. Stay with us.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney Plus, or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney Plus and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Looking for jewelry that feels as good as it looks? Jenny Bird delivers modern designs that are comfortable, easy to wear, and effortlessly versatile. Every piece makes you feel instantly on trend without trying too hard. Need to send a gift they'll be sure to love? Jenny Bird ships fast, and the packaging is thoughtful too. Jenny Bird isn't just jewelry. It's your new favorite style essential. Explore more at jenny-bird.com and get 20% off your first purchase using code ONTREND20.
Folks, if you'd like to win tickets to the next Saints game when the Black and Gold take on the New York Giants in the Caesars Superdome, believe it or not until October the 5th. We're September 15th. They're a long way away. Score two premium tickets to the game plus a pair of VIP tailgate passes from Bullseye Event Group. We're talking open bar with premium liquor, all you can eat, buffet from celebrity chef Aaron May, all overlooking Champion Square. Winning is easy. Go to WWDL.com/contest and enter one time every day for your chance to win Saints Giants tickets from Saints Radio and WWL. And if you believe in the power of everywhere, you can listen to us anytime, anywhere. You can get Dave Cohen, Tommy Tucker, myself, Scoot, Sports Talk, and local content you crave on the Odyssey app, the iHeartRadio, and TuneIn apps as well. Again, I apologize. They are 0-2, not 0-3. I said that a couple of times. Big discussions about the guard and whether or not they are going to come in. The Attorney General Liz Murrell issues a statement this morning saying, we welcome the support. I am happy to work with state and federal law enforcement to ensure we can see these cases through and make our community safer. It is important that we look not only at making arrests for unlawful conduct, but ensuring there is accountability through prosecution of cases. And that's from the Attorney General Liz Murrell. And she's absolutely right. I used to talk about this all the time. Our cases are only as good as the prosecution. Arresting for the sake of arresting and not reaching a successful prosecution is not really accomplishing much. They go hand in glove together. And if you want to make an impact on the selective incapacitation of the impact criminals out there, you have to arrest them, put together good quality cases, and make sure that there's a successful prosecution. We have been hearing a lot of discussion relative to immigration in a most recent case before the U.S. Supreme Court, talking about the totality of circumstances that are available to Border Patrol and immigration officials, and whether or not they can take into consideration location and the fact that English is not spoken by certain individuals, and that context that you come in contact with folks actually matters. Right away, people started focusing in on, well, you know, if they can do this because of this, this. No. All they said was is that that can be part of the totality of circumstances used. And if you think about it, it makes absolute perfect sense. We know that there are certain circumstances that drug dealers, gang members, and others find themselves in that we can utilize in order to develop probable cause to effect an arrest, right? Same, a reasonable suspicion as well. Same thing in the immigration field. You can't take those factors and say, oh, no, you can't consider those factors like many of the California courts decided on. And the reason they decided on it is because they know that as long as they can segregate those out, they can always defeat reasonable suspicion, probable cause, or whatever by taking those out and saying that they actually utilize those circumstances or those ingredients and not reach that and taking it out of the evaluation of totality of circumstances. It's absolutely ridiculous. I don't know where we've gone completely and totally upside down on the enforcement of law. And we want to create a certain category where some people, illegal aliens, actually have more rights than U.S. citizens. I didn't think I'd ever see this happen, but it's happening. We'll be right back. Just a reminder, tomorrow at noon, we'll be visiting with the folks from City Services Coalition, providing the necessary information for you to ask the right questions of candidates for mayor. And coming up next is Guy Williams, President, Gulf Coast Bank of Trust. We'll talk about rising inflation, the weak jobs report, challenging the Federal Reserve. Will they cut rates at the Open Market Committee meeting Wednesday? We'll find out that and more with Guy Williams when we return.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Make every day a Disney Plus and Hulu day and get everything you love in one plan. Start your day with Monday Mayhem and watch episodes of Bob's Burgers. How about a Touchdown Tuesday with the hilarious new comedy Chad Powers? Or a Whodunit Wednesday with high potential and everyone's favorite amateur sleuths in the hit series Only Murders in the Building. Maybe you're in the mood for a thrilling Thursday. Grab some popcorn and stream huge blockbusters like Marvel Studios' Thunderbolts on Disney+. Or get caught up with the most enthralling news on what you need to know. Gather the fam for a Flashback Friday and binge all episodes of Modern Family or Grey's Anatomy. So, discover something every day on Disney+ and Hulu. It's the movies and shows you love every day. 18 and up only. Offer valid for eligible subscribers only. Terms apply.
Quality sleep isn't just about how long, but how well you sleep. And science proves temperature plays a massive role. ChiliPad by SleepMe is a precision temperature-controlled sleep system that cools or warms your bed so you can sleep hard and recover harder. And it's not just for pro athletes. Just set your temp from 55 to 115 degrees, and ChiliPad does the rest. Visit sleep.me and use code SLEEPCOOL20 for 20% off your first ChiliPad. That's SLEEP.ME for 20% off your ChiliPad. This special offer expires September 30th and cannot be combined with other offers.